the either is more natural, mm-hmm. so that I've been forcing myself to use either. Mm-hmm. And I find now that sometimes I use them interchangeably, mm-hmm. Unaware.
Yeah, I used to say when I was younger, I said either, mm-hmm. and then I switched to either, and now they both sound wrong to me. So uh-huh. there's no telling what I'm going to say.
Uh-huh. So I find that many times I'm not aware that I, you know, which one that I've said.
This is very quick, and it's parts of the body, and I'll see if I can get through it before this tape runs out. I'll just point and you name it. This okay. part of your head is your
forehead.
And this stuff is your
hair.
And if a man would grow up.
Beard.
And this is your
ear.
Which one?
Earlobe.
Well, which one? Which ear?
Oh, left ear.
And this is your
right ear.
And this is your
mouth.
And this is your
neck.
And inside is your
Inside the neck.
You swallow down your...
Oh, your esophagus.
Or, well...
Windpipe?
Well, if somebody were... I guess it's just another word for neck. It's the whole thing is your...
It's your head.
The whole neck.
It's throat.
Yeah. Is there another... what is the part in the front that sticks out?
That would be an Adam's apple.
Is there another term for that or for the throat?
Larynx.
Do you know the word goozle?
No.
Okay. The dentist looks at your
teeth.
And he has to fill a cavity in one
tooth.
And the flesh around the teeth.
Gum.
And this part of your hand is the
palm.
And this is a
knuckle.
Well, the whole thing is a
fist.
And you have two
fist.
And any place where you bend would be
a joint.
And the upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
And these are your
shoulders.
And this is a whole thing is a
hand.
And you have two
hands.
And this is a
foot.
And you have two
feet.
And the whole thing is your
leg.
And this front part that bruises easily is your
shin.
And if you get down like this, you're
crouch.